Silver Hollow Audio presents The Outermost House by Henry Beston. Read by Brett Barry. Chapter 1. The Beach. East and ahead of the coast of North America, some 30 miles and more from the inner shores of Massachusetts, there stands in the open Atlantic the last fragment of an ancient and vanished land. For 20 miles, this last and outer earth faces the ever-hostile ocean in the form of a great eroded cliff of earth and clay, the undulations and levels of whose rim now stand 100, now 150 feet above the tides. Worn by the breakers and the rains, disintegrated by the wind, it still stands bold. Many earths compose it, and many gravels and sands stratified and intermingled. It has many colors. Old ivory here, peat here, and here old ivory darkened and enriched with rust. At twilight, its rim lifted to the splendor in the west, the face of the wall becomes a substance of shadow and dark, descending to the eternal unquiet of the sea. At dawn, the sun rising out of ocean gilds it with a level silence of light, which thins and rises and